Ahava and blessings. Welcome to this episode of Hold the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to aid us and guide us in this ascension journey, supporting us in activating, integrating, embodying, and remembering our soul essence. I am your guide and your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, Reiki master, energy and sound healer. And this is the sound activation to heal, awaken, and activate our lineage. And if you have not caught the episode where I go into detail about our lineage and how to activate it and how to align with our own lineage and respect the lineages, other lineages, please check it out. And as I mentioned, this is a sound activation. This is an energy healing. So please listen to this on a platform that does not intersperse advertisements. So no iHeartRadio, sorry, no YouTube. No, I think those are the only two that intersperse ads. Please listen to this either on my website for free or on Spotify if you have the paid, Apple Podcasts, and Samsung, I believe, also does not intersperse advertisements. So also do not listen to this if you are operating heavy machinery, if you are driving. Do not do this meditation while you are doing those things. Wait until you are in a safe space where you can dedicate your time and your energy and your full attention to this activation. And just settle in. All you need to do is be open to receive. Breathe deeply. You can be seated or lying down. You can have an eye pillow if you so choose. You can light incense. You can light a few candles. Hold your favorite crystals. Have a notepad or a journal next to you. Whatever it is that makes you feel good and like you're ready. Let's get started. Long, deep breathing. Closing our eyes. And just allowing the breath to take us deeper into the stillness, letting go of the anxiety, the worries, the concerns of the day. With every inhale, envisioning yourself taking in more light, and every exhale, letting go and shedding whatever troubles or concerns, knowing that if they need your attention, you can always bring them back into your awareness at a later time. As I call in the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhau, I call upon the Ruhau to bring us clarity, wisdom, focus, discernment. Teach us the wisdom of the air element. I call in Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body, of spirit. I call in and welcome your healing energies. Infuse us with your breath of life. Enliven our spirit with your gentle breeze. I call in El Shaddai and I ask that she purify our thought and our word and activate the power of the word within us. I call in the direction of the south, element of water, the Maya. I call in the Maya, the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and the lower waters of creation, to flow through us nurturing, nourishing, and purifying our hearts and our wombs. Bring us the wisdom of water. Teach us ease, flow. Teach us the abundance that is all around us. Remind us of this wisdom. Bless us with creativity, creation, and fertility. I call in Archangel Gabriel, guardian of the waters. Bless us with your healing energy, bringer of intuition and emotional clarity. We welcome you into this space. Nourish our hearts and our wombs. Bring us purification, emotional clarity, intuition, healing. Surround us in your compassionate embrace. I call in El Shaddai to activate the divine feminine codes within us. I call in the direction of the east, the element of fire, the Nukhra. I call upon the Nukhra to burn clean what is stagnant and dense in our energy field, transmuting and alchemizing it into light. Purify our energy field. Teach us the wisdom of fire, of alchemy, transformation, transmutation. Allow us to be in greater ease and harmony when it comes to change. As I call in Archangel Uriel, keeper of the fire, illuminator of truth and wisdom, bless us with your fiery energy. Enlighten us with your wisdom. Guide our path with your infinite light today and every day. I call in El Shaddai to activate the Huba, the sacred flame of holy desire within us, so we may fulfill our soul's purpose with courage, with strength, with fortitude, with hope, and with joy. I call in the direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha. I call in the Arha to bring us grounding, stability, safety, protection, security. Teach us the wisdom of the earth. Allow us to live in greater harmony, alignment, and reverence with the earth beneath our feet. Support us in activating the ley lines and vortices beneath our feet so we may aid Gaia and humanity in this ascension journey. I call in El Shaddai to purify our physical vessel and bless our creations. And I call in Archangel Michael, protector of the earth, guardian of strength and courage. We welcome your healing energy. Ground us in your strength, in your protection, in your courage. Shield us with your mighty power. I call in the Shekhinah, the Holy Spirit, the divine feminine presence, bringing in her golden light, the Ruha, the Kucha. Calling in Yeshua, Messiah, Mary Magdalene, Kala Messiah, Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage. lineage, the healing energies of the earth, purifying our vision, our intuition, clearing away any karmas, traumas, limiting beliefs around the sharing of our wisdom, the accessing of our intuition, our inner knowing, trusting ourselves. Thank you. breathing in the golden light into the Sefirot at the throat, the Hesed and the Gevura. Opening and purifying our expression. Allowing what needs to be cleared from the throat to be purified and alchemized. Letting go of vows of silence. Transmuting and alchemizing those times where we silenced ourselves or were silenced. Envisioning the golden light strengthening our seat of communication and expression. Allowing for the free and authentic expression of our soul voice. Bringing in even more golden light into the Hesed and the Gevura. Letting go of family patterns of secrecy, of not sharing wisdom, of not sharing the truth, of hiding. Breathing in the golden light into the heart space. Bringing in unconditional love, nurturing, compassion, forgiveness. Dysfunctional marriages in our lineage, of unhappy marriages, to be alchemized by the golden light of Shekhinah. Allowing the energy of old marriage bonds, old hand fasting and vows to be alchemized. If the stories no longer into the Hod and the Netzach, the Sefirot corresponding to the will, to the I Am of presence, to our personal power and sovereignty. Here we will let go of any cords, any bonds, any contracts and patterns that have limited our personal power, that had made us not trust ourselves in power. Anywhere we don't trust ourselves, we lack confidence. We don't believe we are good enough or worthy. We cancel, clear, delete these contracts, alchemizing them into light. Whether we entered into these agreements knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, subconsciously, unconsciously, allow them to be surrendered into the golden light of Shehinah. Bring in the wisdom of the waters of creation, Envision it extending downwards through your body, through the seat or bed beneath you, and downwards through the floor, tethering you to the earth, connecting you to the ley lines and vortices of the earth, the fifth dimensional light grid of Gaia. Traveling deeper into the earth through the layers of rock, through the aquifers, through the sand, down all the way to the most ancient layers of earth until it comes to the crystalline womb of Gaia. See your energetic golden umbilical cord tethered, uniting with the crystalline womb space of Mother Earth, of Pachamama. Surrendering whatever dense energy, whatever hucha, we hold to the earth, allowing her to transform and transmute it. As we send healing energy, the cosmic golden light of Shekhinah merging with the brilliant white light of Gaia of Pachamama. Envisioning it, getting larger and larger in her womb, in the crystalline womb cave of the earth, and then emanating in every direction, sending healing, nurturing, every landmass of Gaia, envisioning it all over her body, healing the lineages, past, present, future. There is no time. There is no space. There is only love. There is only oneness. Envision this healing extending to all of the people of the world, to all of the lands. And with the next inhale, we will bring the healing white light of Gaia into our energetic umbilical cord of golden energy, allowing her light to merge and intertwine with the golden light of Shekhinah, making its way up our energetic umbilical cord.
We open Ephata, Ephata.
this time that we have spent, to our spirit guides and angels and archangels, for the wisdom and healing for those of our lineage who stepped forward. Envision yourself being birthed once again from the waters, from the triple golden white flame in the waters of your womb, of the Yesod. Envision yourself expanding to fill every organ, every muscle, every nerve, bone, fiber, down to your marrow, to the tips of your hair and your fingernails and your toes, filled with infinite healing light. Feeling into the gifts for the healing energy, the wisdom, the discernment. We give thanks to the south, to the element of water, to the Maya, to the Mayim and the Shemayim, to Archangel Gabriel. We thank you. In gratitude to the direction of the east, the element of fire, the Nukhra, giving thanks for the illumination and the clarity, in the guidance, as we give thanks to Archangel Uriel. Giving thanks to the direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha. Thanking you for the grounding, the safety, the protection, as we give thanks to Archangel Mikael, protector of the earth. In gratitude to the Shekhinah, the Ruha, the Holy Spirit, the Divine Feminine Presence, to the Avun Alaha, the Divine Mother, Father, God, Goddess, we thank you. To all of our spirit guides, angels and archangels, to the Pleiadians, Lyrans, Syrians, Arcturians, Andromedans, our star brothers and sisters of the highest frequencies of love and of healing, we give thanks. To Yeshua Messiah, Mary Magdalene, Kala Messiah, to Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, and all of the light beings of the Desert Rose lineage, of the Venus lineage, we give thanks for the brilliant light of Venus, for her healing and her love. To the earth, to the lifetimes we have lived, to the lands we have walked. In gratitude, in reverence, we bow our head, taking a deep inhale as we bring our hands up, and exhaling, bringing our palms down, grounding this frequency in our Malkuta, in our divine earth. Opening your eyes when you are ready. Ahava. This felt powerful, but at the same time, very gentle. There were definitely periods of silence, of stillness, where I felt the stillness in my bones. I hope that you felt this transformative power of sound. I thank you for listening. Do tune in, if you have not already, to the sound, not the sound activation, to the content episode about lineage, where I go into how to activate it, how to basically be in more reverence and alignment with our own lineage. Our physical lineage has great wisdom, as does our soul and spiritual lineage, and how that has worked for me. And I am sharing some teachers that do certain specific modes of healing, one being the Celtic Druid. Another teacher is also Druidic, but she works a lot with the Cyprus Aphrodite energy. And they're wonderful teachers. And one is a Greek herbalist. So I encourage you to find teachers that resonate and can support you in connecting with your physical lineage. You also can do that through sound healings like we just did, through your own meditations and inner work. It simply takes your intent and cultivating the wisdom and discernment and the trust in your own ability to receive. So I thank you once again. If you love this sound healing, like it, share it, subscribe, follow, comment below, engage, all the things. And if you want to learn more, my Crystalline Sound Alchemy Sound Healing Course, Activating and Embodying Your Soul Essence, is live. The link is below in the show notes. And if you have any questions about that, please feel free to reach out to me as well. Ahava, have a blessed day, a beautiful weekend, and I will see you very soon. Ahava.